One time in the Peanuts cartoon series, one of the small fries came up to Charlie Brown and said, "Yes, sir, Charlie Brown, Abraham Lincoln was a great man." Charlie Brown, would you like to have been Abraham Lincoln? He paused thoughtfully for a moment and said, "Well, now, I don't know. I'm having hard enough time being just plain old Charlie Brown." We all have difficulty living with ourselves, don't we? Accepting ourselves as we are, with all our limitations, and the responsibilities that come with whatever gifts we have. And we certainly have difficulties living with other people, different as they are from us. The difference of gifts can be quite a problem. Accepting our differences and our radically different personalities. So we're going to examine that problem today by asking ourselves two questions. One, what's your gift? Number two, do you accept God's gifts in other people? Question number one, what is your gift and how do you conceive of yourself? This is good to ask now, before the obsession of grade competition takes hold of us, and before the doubts of inadequacies burden us, and even before the fourth year doldrums take hold of us. Considering the school more of a barrier than an opportunity. Barrier to your getting out into the world and converting it, rather than an opportunity for growth essential right now. What is your gift? How do you conceive of yourself? Keep asking, how well are you carrying out the tasks God has given you right now? Granting the limitations of your abilities, if you have to compete, compete only with yourself. Ask and keep asking, does my record show faithfulness before God? Always giving him glory. Remember, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Not always successful, not always effective. That's God's will. But faithful. And oh, doesn't that lift a burden from your shoulders? Because success and effectiveness comes from God. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. And with that question answered properly, we can go on to question number two. Do you accept God's gifts in other people? Think of those around you. That caustic prof. Of course, I won't identify him. Students. Wife. Children. Remember, God gave all of them as gifts. The parent, the child, the working associate. They're God's presence to you. With all of their gifts and all of their shortcomings. Let me illustrate this with a story. A little girl in a wealthy family invited a number of her schoolmates to her birthday party. Most of the children also came from a rather well-to-do background, except 1 8-year-old in the group, who particularly liked the birthday miss. The 8-year-old had gone to considerable piggy bank expense to select a present for her more affluent playmate. But when she presented it to her friend, the girl took one look at it and with a disdainful toss of her head, threw it down and walked back to her other present. "But I picked it out just for you," the little girl said, utterly crushed by the rejection. And she followed the last with a haughty air across the room and asked wonderingly, almost beseechingly, "Don't you like my present? Don't you like my present?" God is saying to you, your body, your mind, your home, your school, your children, your fellow prof, students. Look at your life from that perspective. Certainly, some of these circumstances you may change with my blessing, but I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. I know your needs far better than you do yourself. Don't you like my present? Do you accept the present of your life as God has given it to you? And do you, with all their differences, accept those in this place and in your home and elsewhere as presents that God has given you? Remember, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you out of this world. In the blessed sacrament of our baptism, he called us and claimed us and made us his very own. By his word in the scriptures and in the Holy Eucharist, he feeds us daily. As he wills, he gives us each a different gift or gifts, different personalities, different lifestyles, different areas of service, different abilities. God has made you, and he certainly wants you to be yourself, forgiven daily by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, empowered to do not your own thing, but God's thing in your own way. He gave you life. He gave you other people with different lives, different gifts. But he asks you today, don't you like my presence?